Welcome to Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Kellerman, sitting in for Steve Curwood. Coal mine safety official Jack Spadaro is about to lose his job as superintendent of the National Mine Health and Safety Academy in Beckley, West Virginia. 3 years ago, he was a member of a panel investigating the cause of one of the worst environmental disasters in Appalachian history, when 300 million gallons of liquid mine waste burst through a lagoon at the Martin County Coal Company site in eastern Kentucky. The spill polluted rivers and wells with thick black sludge. More than twice as much material was spilled along the Kentucky-West Virginia border than the Exxon Valdez disaster in Alaska. Spadaro resigned in protest from the investigative panel, charging it went too easy on the coal company and failed to hold federal regulators accountable. Now Bush administration officials say they're going to fire Spadaro. Jack Spadaro joins us from the studios of West Virginia Public Broadcasting in Charleston. So, Mr. Spadaro, why are you being fired?
I'm being fired because I told the truth about a mine disaster and insisted that the agency responsible for investigating it hold the mining company accountable for its negligence and also look at its own policies and procedures and change them so that this wouldn't happen again.
So you're saying it's because you're a whistleblower, but the government says it's because you abused your power, that you misused your government credit card?
Yes, they say that, yes. And I think that most people who know me know that these are trivial charges, and we've actually answered all of the charges that were made.
Mr. Spadaro, let me go back to the investigation of the coal slurry spill in Kentucky in 2000. The waste from coal processing plants is held in these large lagoons, I guess, and this one failed. My understanding is that the bottom essentially fell out from it.
Yes.
Now, you're saying that it could have been prevented.
Yes.
How so?
The best way to have done it would have been to simply stop using that lagoon. That would have been the safest way. And it also could have been prevented by going to a system that didn't require a lagoon. The company had actually used that kind of system before. It was a filtration system that created a dry waste product, and there would be no need for a lagoon at all.
The government knew this earlier, back in the 90s, and I guess the company did as well.
Yes, the company did, and we have testimony from a company consultant, Mr. Scott Ballard, who said that they knew at that time in 1994, and to quote from his testimony, there would be another breakthrough. He knew it, and when we asked him who in the company knew it, he named five other company officials and engineers.
Yet the investigative panel that you were a member of doesn't make mention of this, does it?
No, it doesn't, and that's one of the objections I had to the final report and the reason that I wouldn't put my name on the report, even though Assistant Secretary Lariski tried to make me do it.
He's the Assistant Secretary of Labor for Mine Safety.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But aren't they responsible for enforcing the laws in this area? So, I mean, why would it want to make things easier for a company that caused such an environmental disaster?
I don't know. I do know that the company Massey Energy has, during the time that they were being investigated, the CEO for Massey Energy, Don Blankenship, met several times privately with Dave Lariski. And I do know also that Massey Energy made at least a $100,000 contribution to the Republican Senatorial Reelection Committee.
Now, Massey Energy owns Martin County Coal.
Yes, and that Republican committee was chaired by Mitch McConnell, who's one of the senators from Kentucky, and he's the husband of Elaine Chao, who is Secretary of Labor. And the Secretary of Labor oversees the Mine Safety and Health Administration.
Well, what's the status of the government's charges against the company?
Initially, the team members recommended 8 to 10 serious violations. Mr. Lariski and the team leader at that time reduced those violations to 2. And one of those violations went before an administrative law judge and was thrown out because it was unclear, and I agree with the administrative law judge, actually. So there's only one remaining violation against the company that's being appealed by Massey Energy and Martin County Coal.
What are the total fines against the company?
Now it's down to $55,000.
You had a pretty good job working for the government. You made, what, a little over $100,000 a year?
I made about $112,000 a year, actually.
You must have known that you were putting, you know, your livelihood and your future, your career, you know, at risk by being a whistleblower.
Yes, I was fully aware of that, and I was willing to accept the consequences because I think that in something this important and that involves public health and safety, one should not compromise. I have for many years had a good reputation in my profession, and I worked 30 years ago on the investigation of a dam failure in southern West Virginia. It was a coal waste dam similar to this one.
That was the Buffalo Creek disaster, right?
Yes.
Well, that was awful. I think something like 125 people died?
Yes, 125 people died. And I was a young engineer. I was teaching at West Virginia University then. And I was asked to go down and work on a study of the causes for that dam failure as well. I went through the history of the construction of the dam and found that there were many government agencies who were aware of those dams and knew that they were unsafe, and there were individuals in those agencies who, had they raised the alarm, probably would have saved the lives of the people on Buffalo Creek. And so from that time on, I promised myself that I would never walk away from something that serious, that could cause people to lose their lives or cause serious damage. So when I approached the Martin County coal site, we made it a thorough and complete investigation, and I wanted to make sure that we covered all areas so that something like this couldn't happen again. That was really my only objective.
But this must have had a profound effect upon you personally.
At Buffalo Creek, yes. There were women and children, whole families, who died in a matter of moments, and I never forgot it. It's just still difficult to talk about. The Buffalo Creek disaster pointed out to me and to many others the terrible toll that was being taken on the people of the coal fields in Appalachia and on the environment, and it did guide me through my whole career.
But if you're correct, then you're not charging the government and this company with this callous disregard, but really with basically allowing a disaster to happen.
Yes, they did. They knew well in 1994 at Martin County Coal that another breakthrough would occur, and instead of discontinuing the use at that impoundment or taking measures that would prevent it from happening, they added another 80 feet of slurry and water, thereby increasing the possibility of a major disaster, manyfold.
Are there other mines and lagoons like this in the region now?
Yes. Nationwide, there are a total of roughly 635 coal waste dams, and about 240 of those coal waste dams sit over top of abandoned underground mine workings. And there have been other breakthroughs. There have been dozens of other breakthroughs before and after the Martin County disaster.
So you wouldn't be surprised if there was another breakthrough and another disaster?
It could happen any day. Yes.
So what needs to be done?
And what needs to be done is all of these impoundments, all these lagoons need to have thorough geotechnical investigations. Then if they're found to be unsafe, they need to be closed.
So is the Bush administration, the Department of Labor, are they listening?
I don't think so. I haven't found anybody in management at the highest levels of the Mine Safety and Health Administration who are paying attention to this problem at this time.
Jack Spadaro is a mine safety official facing dismissal from his job with the federal government. Mr. Spadaro, thank you very much.
And thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Well, officials at MSHA, the Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration, declined to comment on Jack Spadaro's employment there. A spokesman said the agency does not comment on personnel matters. The U.S. Department of Labor oversees MSHA, Labor Secretary Elaine Chao is not available to talk to us, but department spokesperson Ed Frank provided this statement.
The Labor Department has longstanding procedures in place to deal with accident investigations, and these are spearheaded by non-political career employees. To allege that this administration or the Secretary of Labor of being involved in this investigation is completely false. The accident report is a public document, and so is the internal review. Both are available on the department's website. And the recommendation by the investigators cited the company on two counts, and it was fined the maximum allowed by law for those two violations. And finally, of course, if politics were any motive in this, why would we want to cover up for an incident and for oversight problems that occurred on the previous administration's watch? It just doesn't make sense.
Labor Secretary Chao's husband is Republican Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, the state where the Martin County Coal Company is located. Asked to comment on Jack Spadaro's accusation, a spokesman for the senator says, quote, "Mr. Spadaro has an exaggerated sense of his own importance."